Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Islamophobia Watch podcast. Today we have some disturbing news coming out of Canada, of all places. There's something really going on in Canada, something fundamentally wrong. Jihadis, they're literally roaming free on, I'm quoting, terrorist peace bond. That's right, they were let go of, even after getting caught with manuals on bomb making. They're getting let go of with ankle bracelets on terrorist peace bond. There's such a thing, in case you didn't know it. But Christian pastors, like the courageous Polish-Canadian Arthur Pawlowski, Christian pastors who oppose forced vaccinations and communist-style tactics, government tactics, disallowing church services, for example, they're getting arrested in a most demonstrative way. Welcome to communist Canada. So let's talk a little bit about how does a country become communist? Now, we know in the past, in the 21st century, that communists took over through revolutionary means. But this is not what the globalist elites are doing this time around. It's a election by fraud, or fraud by election, rather, or election by fraud, fraud by election, pretty much the same thing. It's a coup d'etat in a most sophisticated way, and what they're aiming for is first to divide and then to conquer. Pretty slick. No need for a revolution if you divide the people and people are confused, right? They will welcome the communist regime, and it doesn't even have to be called communist. So a communist party in the West will never, or communists in the West will never probably take over by calling themselves communists. In fact, they may keep, you know, some loonies calling themselves communists for distraction, while the real commies, the real totalitarians, are going to use whatever label it fits, you know, their purpose. That's how they function. Communists don't care to win elections in an honest way. They don't care to compete in an honest way. They care to, the only thing they care about is raw political power. That's the only thing they care about. So what you have to do in order to gauge where a country is not what people are saying. It's what people are doing, what the government is doing. And what they're doing is what they're really saying. And what they're doing in Canada is they're practicing totalitarian regime tactics. Case in point is the situation with this Canadian pastor who was out in the United States traveling around the U.S., for about 4 months, based on these reports. As soon as he gets back into Canada, lands at the airport in Calgary, he gets arrested. And you can see the video clip on our website, Islamophobia.watch. It clearly shows that they had planned it. This was well planned. And of course, it's on trumped up charges. So, also, on the website, you will see a clipping from a website called Global News. I'm not sure where they rank as far as Canadian news sources, but they covered the arrest of the pastor in the crime section of the website. And, of course, he's called controversial. Really? Controversial. Why? Because he's standing up for liberty. Interestingly enough, at the exact same website, Global News, on this very day, or actually there's a few days difference here, 3 days prior to the arrest of the pastor, we have another story about some Toronto men. It's in the Canada section of the website, not in the terrorism section of the website, not in the crime section even of the website, but it's in the Canada section of the website. These Toronto men. Well, let's see what these Toronto men were doing, shall we? Oh, they were caught with bomb-making manuals, Al-Qaeda literature on their phones. Literally jihadis making bombs, getting caught, the police spending time and resources on these degenerates to catch them in the act. And it says here, documents show the police devoted considerable resources to the investigations, but in the end, didn't press any charges. Instead, the results were both Muhammad, 28, and Kashnood, 30, age 30, were terrorism peace bonds. Oh, let there be peace. Terrorism peace bonds. That's right. And they were released. They were released. They were ordered. Oh, yes, they were ordered by the judge to follow a list of conditions that would include a ban on driving and wearing an ankle bracelet. Yes, because the guys who were putting together bombs to blow people up in the name of Muhammad, they will definitely follow the list of conditions that the authorities would give them. You can't make this up. All the links are on their website. All right, you can see this for yourself. Literally, jihadis are roaming free on terrorist peace bonds. Gee, where are the Christian pastor dissenter peace bond? Where are those peace bonds? Right? No. We have terrorist peace bonds, right? And you can see the video on our website showing Pastor Arthur Pulaski getting arrested by the Border Patrol. And you can also see a link. We have a link on how to donate to his ministry now. So this is what's happening when communism creeps up in the 21st century. This is not your 1917 communist takeover in by the Bolsheviks in Russia. They are taking over using the existing structures of government, corrupting them, dividing them. Academia has been doing its dirty work. Marxists in the universities have been brainwashing young people for decades. And now they are the police officers. They are the border patrols. So they literally believe they're doing the right thing because they're arresting pastors for their own good. Yeah, didn't you know? And they're letting go. They're letting go of these terrorists on terrorist peace bonds for our own good. Because we can't be blamed, you know, we can't be accused of being intolerant, can we? Yeah. What else needs to happen in closing? You wonder, what else needs to happen for freedom-loving people in Canada or the United States or the West to wake up? I really don't know. If this doesn't outrage people, you know, and normally you would think the pastor getting arrested over just dissenting, he's dissenting some ideas. He's speaking out. He's practicing freedom of speech. He's getting arrested for practicing his freedom of speech, right? You would think that society will be outraged. You would think there will be a demonstration. You would think that politicians would be losing their jobs. But no. It's all for our own good. It's all to keep law and order. Yeah. So when exactly do good people take things into their own hands, take matters into their own hands, and take the trash out and restore law and order? I don't know. Remains to be seen.